This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look at this hashtag, arrest Fauci. The faker Fauci. We haven't talked too much about him, though, lately, have we? He doesn't seem to be as much in prominence. Maybe
it's
because
COVID.
Did you guys
talk about the dog thing when I was gone?
We just
had yes.
Yeah, that's
pretty
disgusting. Not his... I mean, look, science in general has a massive problem with animal testing.
Agreed.
The beauty industry is even worse. I mean, it's just... This is not down to
you
one person's
You talk about that on your
decision.
Podcast, Beauty Pop?
Absolutely. We will not review or buy any product that is tested on an animal. That's a hard and fast
Remember
rule.
When I was a kid, they used to do it to rabbits.
A lot,
I mean, what's sweeter than a rabbit?
Ugh.
Yeah, it really is. Especially as Warren Eckstein, the pet guy, points out to us, and on his program as well, The Pet Show, they don't need to do it anymore because they have all kinds of computerized ways of examining. I mean, if you can examine an autopsy through computers and various things, what do you need dogs and cats and rabbits for?
You don't need it. You don't need it at all.
Nope. All right, let's see what happened with the Republicans the last 24 hours. Pretty good election night for them. So is it a bad omen for Democrats? I guess it depends on your takeaway from it one way or another. But why don't you give us an update, if you will, ladies. You have New Jersey, Victoria, to talk about. Jennifer, you want to examine some of the others, the two of you.
The Virginia race was seen as a bellwether as to what was going to come for 2022, and Glenn Youngkin did incredibly well. The Republican has been declared the winner. 99% of the vote is in.
But who are today's Republicans, Jennifer? Is this guy, how did he hang on Trump's, or did he...
He did a little bit of both. I mean, he I think, ran the campaign. Look, not every campaign should be about Donald Trump. I think the Democrats are learning that. They thought they got away with something in California where Gavin Newsom effectively said voting for Larry Elder is voting for Donald Trump. And in very, very blue California, we hate Trump. We can't do that. And so that saved him. And so Democrats are trying to roll out that same strategy in Virginia. And it didn't work. Glenn Youngkin ran a campaign about local issues. He called them kitchen table issues. He talked about crime. He talked about schools. He talked about the big stuff to people, where Terry McAuliffe sat and talked about a lot of the stuff in the national spectrum. I mean, this is somebody who should have won. He ran as an incumbent because he had the governor's title for four years he had it, and went away for 4 years to be a henchman for the Clintons, and now he's back again, and I think he thought he was going to run to victory. And so here are some things. If I were a Democrat today, I'd say, what is my messaging? My messaging, whether you believe it's true or not, the messaging is that Democrats are anti-police, pro-mandate, against having parents involved in school, pro-CRT. These are things that have been messaged by Democrats. Plus, if you look at how Biden's popularity has changed in the state, he won Virginia by 10 points. Afghanistan was a huge blow for Biden's popularity. In fact, if you look at the exit polling in Virginia, 52% of voters said that they disapprove of Joe Biden. 50% voted for Glenn Youngkin. So his disapproval had a lot to do with probably how this
how race, the psychology of that works, isn't it? Huh?
Petered out, probably. Right.
Yeah.
So Glenn Youngkin wins Virginia. New Jersey is
pretty close, though, but in Virginia, though, it's 72,000 votes. And I don't know, I was asking Phil, our producer who lives in Virginia, what that margin of error is where they would do a recount. We don't know the answer, but 72,000 is not a lot.
It's not enough
to turn it over.
It's 48.5% to 50.7%, so that's a pretty decent margin. I don't see there would not be an automatic recount, and I don't think that if Terry McAuliffe asked for one that there would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Because of there is enough difference in the margin, I think, at this point.
All right, let me ask you this, though, Jennifer.
Well, there's some good news, though.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, no,
well,
no.
Just you, to finish, I mean, so just oh, the overview on New Jersey is that whether or not the Republican wins, Jack Chiarelli wins in this case, the fact that they're actually having to make it, that the fact that it's even close is a big loss for Democrats. Right now, it's sitting at 49.6% to 49.6%. And it's anybody's game. It's likely that Phil Murphy
by 1,600 votes, which is not.
Yeah, it's likely he'll win, but it's very close. And the fact that they have to be this close in a state like New Jersey, I think says something. But we do have the first black female lieutenant governor in the state of Virginia. The first Hispanic attorney general looks likely to be taking office in Virginia. Both of them Republicans. The
first Asian woman is mayor of Boston.
Yeah. The legislature in Virginia has switched to Republican. And by the way, in Minneapolis, they had a second attempt to defund the police, and that failed. So time for some soul searching about what's appropriate and what serves Americans.
Well, that brings to the surface a discussion about the issues that identify people and their party, whether party politics even has a place in America anymore. And I think, I look at some of these issues. Josh Hawley, who is a Missouri Republican, was all over the place yesterday suggesting that American men are withdrawing into porn because of the way masculinity is being degraded and femininity is being pushed to the top of the discussion.
Oh, and blame women, so, sure.
Well, but that's
no, I don't
listen,
think he's blaming, I don't think he's blaming women. He's actually making a comment
ridiculous.
That is interesting to talk about. He says that men are withdrawing and going into pornography and video games amid a crisis as to where they belong in society. And I think that's true. We've got a serious man problem, and we talk about it every time there's a shooting, right? It's the same guy who walks into a church, into a shopping mall, into a grocery store. They're all white. They all look like they've been removed from reality. They're all in their younger,
like
their early
20s. More, that's true, and that's the profile. But I also feel like this is a technology issue and not necessarily.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Because young guys are, young boys especially, and there are, I don't want to take away, there are plenty of girls who are into video games, but specifically young boys in this generation of Gen whatever it is, what do they even call it now, the younger than Gen Z, and Gen Z too, they are completely inundated with everything is online. The video games are very pornographic. They're very racy. Parents have no idea what their sons are looking at. I mean, half-naked women, there's rape, there's all kinds of stuff that's in video games that's you know, it's glorified. So I don't necessarily think that this, I don't think that this is a sexism issue. I think this is definitely a technology issue.
Well, I mean, just hear this out, though, because this is something I really, truly believe in my soul. And it's something, Victoria, that you have benefited from, and so have I, because as kids who went to school from the 80s on, and we are those people, we were really raised, we had special attention. The focus was on raising strong women. And I'm not saying that's bad or that I hate that that's happened. I'm actually glad that it's happened. I've benefited from it. You've benefited from it. The fact that we talk to people on a morning show and people care what we have to say means that we've benefited from it. But at the same time that's been happening, we've also kind of, I think, neglected to show men where they belong in our society. And I think it's really evident in stories like the one we talked about where a woman's being raped on a train and people sit there and do nothing about it. Yeah. Where are the men standing up to do something about that? Yeah. And so, I think it's easy to laugh because of the vessel. You know, people like to for politics or for religion or whatever. But if we really think about what are we teaching men? Because
we're flunking the test.
What are we supposed to be teaching men, though? What, like, let's go with boys. Like, your future stepson is, what, 11? Like, what should he be learning, and what is he learning in his social circle that is making him, in the future, going to retreat into porn?
Well, okay, so for instance, I think men by nature have a biological need to be the breadwinner, right? To go out and to hunt, to bring things home. I think it's difficult, and I think the question was for Doug, but just to jump in for a second while you answer that, Doug, you've got a grandson and another one on the way. But, you know, I think right now, like, you would teach early, like, 40 years ago, you would teach your son or your grandson to open the door for a woman. That's gone. Because no, women don't.
I teach. That's what.
I'm glad you do.
Yeah. No, Miles.
Because I think what we kind of lost is that strong women can still use the help and contributions of a man. And what I think's been pushed at men is, well, don't offer to pay on a date. Don't hold the door back. You don't want to offend people. This feminist movement. And I think we've lost kind of men's position in society. I think it's a real question. And I'd be interested to know what your daughter's teaching Miles about that.
I mean, I have friends with little
respect
boys
is the
who
word.
Are younger than 10. And so if they hold a door, it doesn't matter if they're holding a door for a woman or another guy. It's just a polite thing to hold a door for another person. That's what, and I've seen them in action teaching their sons that. I mean, my brother was taught that too. Yes, hold the door for your mother, but also hold the door for another guy. I feel like this is a manufactured problem, and I feel like I only hear this coming from a lot of older white men. I am not hearing
from
this
me,
issue.
And I'm not an old guy.
Then
you're
the only female that I know with around younger children who has said that. Because everything that my friends are teaching their kids, girls and boys, is just respect for another human being, respect for animals, and it's very.
Well,
I think
one of
just,
the
it's
main
just
problems
very good.
Is
it's about equality.
American,
it's not about like let's make
American
sure
parents
that you know guys
out.
Still feel needed because like okay, well, what's why do we have to put a focus on that?
Because I think biologically, for a culture that so loves to say follow the science, we don't when it comes to biology. Men and women are different biologically. That's facts. It's truth. And we operate
is not biological. That's two totally different sciences.
I think our needs that need to be fulfilled, which lead to our behavior, are. And so,
I mean, that's a huge
men and
debate.
Women have,
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
Men and women have different biological needs. I believe that. I think, I mean, look at relationships.
Yeah,
women go after it. Women approach it much differently than men do. And people may try to deny biology and gender and all of this, but it's real. And they are real differences between us. And we need to know how to make everybody feel empowered in their role. And I don't think society is as fast to do that with men. And I don't think they have been for the last 40 years.
No, I think there's something to that. This is a conversation we should have at a time when we can dig more into it. But that's not now, because it's 18 past the hour on the Wednesday DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour now, this is the DJV program. It's trending time, so Victoria and I are going to go through mostly emphasis on Victoria. Although I do keep up with something, even though you scoff at me because of my, prejudices as to what I will do and won't do when it comes to technology and online. And so, yeah, I draw the line at certain places and with certain things, but it doesn't necessarily... It doesn't mean that I'm not going to talk about or be interested in what's the latest from Britney Spears, for example, and Mariah Carey, which will be right in your ear after this message.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, it's a focus on Britney first. Let's do that. Or you want to do Mariah first? I don't know. The Mariah thing, the Texas bar that bans her Christmas song, at least until, the first week in December or something?
Yeah.
She's gotten all ripped up about that. So she's going to debate anybody?
Well, it's weird because this Texas bar, I guess, feels very strongly about the fact that they will only play All I Want for Christmas Is You after December 1st, and it's only allowed to be played one time per night. So I don't know why they don't like this song. I don't know. Maybe they don't like Mariah. Maybe it's Texas. I don't know. But it seems it's a very strong stance for...
Pretty arbitrary. Kind of
for
silly,
a bar
actually.
Today.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so that means at the jukebox, if someone if someone wants to hear the song again, you get to leave?
It must be computerized. Yeah,
do you get kicked out? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. All right. Britney Spears, more stuff there than we have talked about. This is, I guess,
this is a Britney bombshell.
Pretty stiff stuff, yeah.
Yeah, this is a big bombshell. So Britney Spears last night posted on Instagram a long message to her fans, and I will just give you the highlights of it because it has now been taken down. I suspect her lawyer probably told her to take it down. But in essence, she says, "It's been 13 years and I've been a little rusty. It was a family business before. It's no longer that anymore. I was born today because I finally get to smile." And she says, essentially, "My dad may have started the conservatorship 13 years ago, but what people don't know is that my mom is the one who gave him the idea. I will never get those years back. She secretly ruined my life. And yes, I will call her and former manager Lou Taylor out on it. So take your whole 'I have no idea what's going on' attitude that's directed at her mother and go blank yourself."
Blank yourself.
She said, "You know exactly what you did. My dad is not smart enough to ever think of conservatorship."
That's one of the most interesting comments. My father's not smart enough. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that is.
So now, unfortunately, this story has already run. It's everywhere. It's on Page Six. It's
so
all the tabloids.
Take that back. Yep.
You can't take it back. Now, I'm assuming her lawyer probably told her to take it down because mentioning Lou Taylor could be slanderous, and Lou Taylor is a woman who sues more rapidly than Scientology will throw a lawsuit at you. So I'm assuming it came from that.
Yeah, well, there's plenty more where that came from, I think. She has both of her legs to stand on, and she is to be congratulated because she is. 28 past the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a roughly 2 percentage point victory, Republican Glenn Youngkin will be the new governor of Virginia starting in January.
Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin, he defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe in a race that was getting that national interest, especially after Youngkin had been behind for months. Tightening the race, though, with just weeks left, education and critical race theory becoming hot-button issues, and as Youngkin accepted victory last evening, he was talking business.
We're going to get this economy moving again, growing 400,000 new jobs. Virginia will be open for business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's still too close to call in New Jersey, with Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy leading in most polls, finds himself just over 1,000 votes behind Republican Jack Cittarelli after 98% of the votes being counted. We are USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security.
Okay, okay.
Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, SimpliSafe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimpliSafe.com today.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
As the state of Virginia turned red Tuesday, Glenn Youngkin defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe by roughly 2 percentage points and will become the next governor of the Commonwealth in January. Two immigrants to America and Virginians tell Fox News why they voted across party lines. A survivor of Mao's revolution in China, Xi Van Fleet.
To me, this race between Youngkin and McAuliffe is a race between American ideal and Marxist ideology. It's between freedom and totalitarianism. Youngkin win this campaign because he focused on parents and education.
Fairfax County parent Asra Namani.
Months and months ago, when we would first go before our school boards, I brought just one of the signs that, you know, has become a sort of symbol, parents for Youngkin. Until last night, I didn't want to tell anybody how I had voted, but I am an immigrant, Muslim, liberal Democrat, and I voted for Glenn Youngkin because Glenn Youngkin actually did something that so many politicians and policymakers have done, and that is honored parents. And right now, I know I'm getting messages from Oregon to Maine where parents are just so happy about this because they feel like they've finally been heard. And I want to just tell all of them, mama bears and papa bears out there, that you can do this in your school district. You can do this in your state. You can take it back.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour, Wednesday, November the 3rd, here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here. We're during the break here at the bottom of the hour, when you're listening to your local news, we're trying to find tickets to the Kiefer Sutherland 24 virtual convention taking place this Saturday, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And there are a boatload of big stars that are going to be a participant level activity here. It's really kind of a classic way of doing it because it's, remember when 24 was splitting the screen all the time to share various experiences. And so they're all going to be there to talk about working on the show. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be there to push for 24 to come back again. And I think that's in the back. I think that's partially in the back of Kiefer's mind. I think there's been so much pressure, and the guys who put the show together, who are going to be a participant in this virtual convention, Surnow and Gordon, I think are their names, Joel Surnow, Howard Gordon, they were the ones that came up with the idea, and they went to Kiefer. They built the show with Kiefer. That show was built for him. It wasn't like, let's write a script and find an actor for it. It was this is a show, we're writing this for Kiefer Sutherland. And so there is, at this point in time, there's so many different stories they could tell. And they could pick up where they left off and with Kiefer being taken off to Moscow. And Mary Lynn played Chloe, just standing there watching the helicopter take off. you know, where do you go from there? That's the how good is that? That's the last scene of the last 24. That's how much I was into it. I would like to. I'll be in California this weekend, but if I have some time around, it's 10 o'clock West Coast time, 1 o'clock Eastern time that this is going to take place. So where did you find tickets? Finally, Victoria, you were looking around for tickets.
I didn't. Phil.
Oh, you didn't? Phil did.
Phil found, I mean, this is in Canadian dollars, so like, I don't
Phil
know.
Phil says it's 24 American now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. Just, but this is a Canadian site, so I don't know. This is, it's very odd.
I'm on
this
the
is,
same site.
It's so hard to find tickets for this. This is
yeah.
Weird.
Makes
and
sense.
And Kiefer hasn't posted anything on his social media or his website about it. So I don't know. This it's just very strange. Everyone mm-hmm. keeps repeating the same same article from Deadline, and they're not actually telling fans how to buy tickets. So maybe some of the other stars you've mentioned. Who's the woman who played the lead? Chloe's her character, right? Maybe she's
Marilyn Ryskov.
Yeah. Maybe she has some info. But this right, is wild. Yeah. This is not well organized.
Yeah. All right. So that's that story. Something to keep up with. In terms of today's import, it's National Sandwich Day. However, it really isn't, because it's National Shrewsbury Day. And Victoria, when she put this together, knew that I would go off onto Shrewsbury's instead of sandwiches because of the fact
Which
that the
Earl is not a real thing.
Yeah. What's not a real thing? The Shrewsbury,
a Shrewsbury
or the sandwich?
It's
of
not
course
thing.
It is. It was the it's real not. Thing. It was really the Duke of Shrewsbury who came up with this, not the Earl of Sandwich. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's in...
Talk about fake news. Oh.
European... It's in all the European history books.
Yeah.
So...
Yes.
Anyway. So there are a couple of other food news things.
What? You hear what Phil just said in our ears?
No, what he
critical
said,
sandwich it? Theory. Good one, Phil.
Okay. If you have... This is... I still don't understand this. Why people buy these bagged salads and bagged spinach and bagged whatever.
Convenience.
It is, I understand. But you can find all the ingredients. I picked up some cucumbers and carrots the other day when I was shopping. I was told that I was allergic to lettuce the first time in my life.
I've never heard
lettuce.
Of anyone allergic to
either.
Lettuce.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Spinach is... But spinach has a lot of vitamin K, and it can thicken your blood. I mean, there's a reason for not eating anything. You can, you know, just not eat.
Have you ever eaten a salad
Drink
and
water.
Had a reaction?
No, never.
Yeah,
nope.
That's so weird.
Mm-mm. Anyway, excuse me. So these bagged salads, let's see, they're Dole, which, you know, combines all kinds of stuff. They started as a pineapple outfit, and now they're into all kinds of grown vegetables and fruits. So all of these recalls have iceberg lettuce in them and carrots and red cabbage. You can see the list of recall lots and the codes on the FDA website. So they were sold, for those of you who buy your groceries in Walmart, and I look down my nose at that. I know I sound like a snob, but why would you buy your groceries in Walmart?
Because I've asked this question myself on the air when I was on Sirius and we had a, you know, a national audience like we do now. And
yeah.
I got reamed out by so many people calling in saying the only place that I can buy groceries is at Walmart and it's an hour away.
And what does that say about the whole system, frankly?
Right, right.
Yeah, the system is sick. And it's because there are four companies that control all of the grocery store chains in the country, and there are four or five companies that control the seeds. We're going to talk about that this week in the American Family Farmer Show. So if you want to listen to that or the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, what is going on in Maine, where in the election this week they approved a constitutional amendment that is basically the right to food bylaw that allows you or encourages you or just says you can buy any seeds you want, you can grow any seeds you want, you can raise and harvest and produce whatever you want to eat. Hello, this is America. When did that stop? It stopped when the agribusinesses and these big grocery store chains got to be in charge of all of the food. You let it happen. I let it happen. We all let it happen. So anyway, be careful and do not throw the brand names. Let's see, Dole Garden Salad, Market Side Classic Iceberg Salad, Kroger Brand Classic Garden, and Salad Classics Garden Salad. This also underscores how this stuff all comes out of the same place. It doesn't make a difference what the label is. It's all the same stuff across the board. Everybody is selling the same crap. And the stores that are most affected by this, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Virginia. So, at any rate, the good thing is that Dole, excuse me, some of the other companies, and I don't think this is a government mandate, but they voluntarily test the stuff from time to time.
That is, yeah, that's true. So they are at least on top of it.
Right. But anything that has Listeria is the worst. E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria you just can't get rid of. It's everywhere. It's in your refrigerator. It's in your sink. It's just everywhere. And so, you know, you don't want to ingest it unless you got a really strong, you got a strong system, then you're okay. Your immune system kind of can put up with it.
But I think even healthy people, they warn that.
You get the runs bad.
Yeah,
this
you get
you
some
bad,
pretty gnarly symptoms.
Yeah. Be close to a bathroom. That's what happens. Hey,
Doug's PSA, stay close to the bathroom.
Stay close to the bathroom. Okay. The situation with driving in America, there's a story, and I don't know if you want me to go through it or you want to go through it, this road rage thing. There are so many examples of road rage. It's sickening to see all of this road rage and what comes of it and how people, for you know whatever the reason, think they're entitled to own the road. And that's really, I had somebody, I was up in New Hampshire yesterday picking up some stuff from an auction. And somebody, I had the trailer, left-hand directional on, I was merging over into, from one highway to another one. And this guy in this little Toyota, who was doing, I saw him in the mirror and I sort of held back a little bit. I was probably doing 35. He was doing 70, 75 if he was doing 2 miles an hour. And he just squeezed in, and I don't know what would have happened. If I hadn't pulled back over and gone back to the right, he would have crashed into me. But he was hell-bent on getting out in front of me just because he saw a trailer and a truck. You can see that with people who don't know how to drive. They want to be first. So here's this 7-year-old girl who was killed in a crash. There have been 2 drivers who have been charged in this. But, you know, it's in Indiana. This young girl, Hannah Crutchfield, was killed outside of a school. And there was a crossing guard involved, I guess. And so this happens all this kind of stuff. 2 people fighting with each other in their cars, and they happen to be in a school zone. And so, you know, they said, well, the lawyers for them said they had no intention to kill anybody. You know what? That's tough. For you.
Yeah.
Because driving
like that.
So it was
a 17-year-old driver was being chased by a 21-year-old driver who allegedly, I guess, had cut him off and forced one of the two onto a median. So it just turned into this whole big thing, and a 7-year-old girl was killed. It's just, oh, my God.
Yeah. It gets, you know, you get tired of seeing this stuff, frankly. I get tired of it. And then that brings us around to a study which has underscored how bad drivers are across the country. There has been, because of the insurance rates, my insurance on the farm, on farm vehicles went up 10% this year, and I've not had any accidents, no claims for 30 years. And so I said to the insurance broker, how can they get away with this? He said, well, they're just putting all of this stuff into pools. They're paying out so much money for bad driving, mostly of young people, teenagers, mostly young men. So there is a there were 2 million insurance quotes that were analyzed in this study. Drivers evaluated on 4 different things: number of accidents, number of tickets, speeding tickets, number of DUIs, and the number of citations. I just saw something. A woman in Framingham got arrested yesterday. She hasn't had a license for 3 years. She's been stopped 5 times in the past 4 months. And she's still driving. They didn't put her in jail. They didn't do anything.
I was going to say, how do you not do go that? To jail? In New Jersey, this is a state that where I am, this is a state that does not mess around. If you get pulled over and you've left your driver's license at home, they can arrest you and not let you drive your car home.
Really?
If the cop, that is well within the law. If the cop says, if you don't always have your driver's license on you at all times in New Jersey, if you're ever driving through the state, just be careful of that because they will not mess around. Especially if you're coming from out of state and you're a masshole on your, they see that that license plate. Just be careful.
They see that a lot of time in California. All right, so the worst state in the country is Iowa. In 1 year, Iowa went from being the 23rd best driving state to the worst. And Iowa drivers are going to be paying, those of you listening, we have three stations in Iowa, you're going to be paying a lot more for your car insurance next time it gets renewed. Nobody gets more tickets per capita, however, than in North Dakota. So that's the second worst driver state. Let's see here. And then the third is Virginia. Fourth is California. This is based on all of these things, as I said, citations, DUIs, accidents, that sort of thing. Alaska is number five. I find that hard to believe. So much open space to drive up there. Same as Utah, Idaho. New Jersey is number eight on this list, Victoria, in terms of having the worst drivers. Tennessee is nine. That's for Jay. 10 is Wisconsin. 11 is Nebraska. Oregon is 12. Wyoming is 13. Let's see. Maryland and Massachusetts are on this list. Ohio, Kansas. Best drivers in the country. New Hampshire takes the top spot. West Virginia second. Oklahoma third.
I was surprised that Iowa was the worst. I mean, I've never been to Iowa, but I've seen Field of Dreams a lot. So I just feel like it's very
open. Wide open spaces.
I guess, I don't know. And in 1 year, to go from 23rd best to the worst state?
I can't imagine what those insurance policies, what that's going to do for insurance.
Oof. What was Iowa doing during the pandemic? That's what we want to know. It's in 1 year all of this just went to hell.
Riding around. All right, speaking of things going to hell, if you don't want your life to go to hell, we have a nice podcast exclusively put together by a very good astrologer and a great psychic. The Zodiac Magic podcast is at your service. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. You just go to Zodiac Magic Podcast, or you can go to ZodiacMagicPodcast.com. This week we do, Laura Banks, the astrologer, takes apart each day and helps us understand what the day, every day of the week, it goes week by week, so we have a new podcast every week. So the one for this week is up there right now, the first week of November. It's a very happy time. The 6th is a great day for social interactions. That'll be the day I celebrate my birthday. That's kind of cool. Find out your connection to psychic and spirit matters with Mary O'Malley. Also, we talk about that. ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ulta Beauty, we're calling for a little more glam and a lot more deals. A little more glitter and a lot more gifts with purchase. A little more lips and lashes and a lot more bonus points. A little more togetherness and lots of love. And we've made shopping a little easier with a lot more options. Now you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Celebrate more beauty deals this holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now. It's the Wednesday, November 3rd DJV program. And a gentleman, and I do mean gentleman, who follows movies and videos and all kinds of things that have to do with entertainment, is here to enthrall us with his knowledge, which we'll have for you right after this.
Have you tried learning a new language but it never seems to stick? That's because there's more to language than learning vocab words. Babbel is different. Babbel's multiple ways to learn helps you explore every aspect of a new language, anytime, right from your phone or computer. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help from an instructor in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people. We keep them small so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games. Or dive into the culture with short videos. Everything from the interactive lessons and live online classes to the podcasts and videos will teach you things you'll actually use, so you're ready for real-life conversations. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was.
Great
the Wizard
song.
Of Oz is one because.
I can't picture you liking this movie, though. It's so dark.
It is dark. I like the music from it, but I don't like the music, the movie. I was not a big fan of Gone with the Wind, frankly.
I don't like that movie at all.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that.
Dark, too dark. They're both
too
dark.
Violent and dark.
Interesting that they were both out. Was it 1938, 39? Wasn't it?
39. Same director, actually. Victor Fleming directed The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
They were both up for the Academy Award. Right? Then
yes.
Weren't they both up for? Yeah, that's.
I believe so. Correct.
And the same director. I never knew that, Chucker. That's good trivia.
Well, in those days, like let's say Gone with the Wind went into production. Victor Fleming probably directed a third of it, and they probably sent out like four other directors to shoot all sorts of other scenes, and they put it together. But one person got credit on screen, and that was Victor Fleming. Having said that, still, I mean, think about it. spearheading those two projects in the same year, getting released in 39, is still an amazing accomplishment. The reason we play that music this day in TV history, Doug, November 3rd, 1956, the first airing of The Wizard of Oz on CBS took place. It was hosted by Burt Law, who was the Cowardly Lion, and the 10-year-old Liza Minnelli. Listen, there's 300 plus million people in this country. I think you're the only one who doesn't like The Wizard of Oz. It is one of the greatest movies ever made, hands down.
It's so bizarre. It's such a bizarre movie.
It is. Yeah. If you showed that, you know, it's interesting because I was speaking to some young employees that I have who are like 19, 20 years old, and I said, "Do you know who Demi Moore is?" And they're like, "Who's that?" They don't even know who Demi Moore is.
Sounds like Victoria when I ask her about stuff.
Yeah. Having said that, if you played The Wizard of Oz in a movie theater to say a group of college kids, I think they would love it because the movie is timeless. It's one of those rare timeless films that spans every generation.
So Dwayne Johnson has been around talking. There have been lots of stories about the feud that he had or has with Vin Diesel. Apparently that's cooled down because they're joking with each other about the feud. He says that the jokes, the Vin Diesel jokes, are part of what's going on with the next Fast and Furious. There's also a jab in his new Netflix action flick called Red Notice. He sees the cast joking about Diesel's auditioning for a role in the musical Cats.
But the thing is, in this interview, Dwayne Johnson said people come up to him all the time on the street with a Vin Diesel joke, and he was like, people think that I'm writing these into the movies, and I'm not. And he said, but it is kind of funny. He goes, I still laugh at them.
Mm-hmm. You know, it is interesting that Dwayne Johnson has this movie coming out on Netflix, Red Notice.
Gal Gadot is
to do another streaming movie. So these big theatrical actors taking the streaming money.
They're nuts, though. Imagine a movie with Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, and not opening in the theater? What are these people, nuts?
10 years ago, you couldn't imagine that, no.
No, it is nuts.
Now I'm just happy because I want to see it and I can watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch it on Netflix. I want to go to a movie theater and see it.
Oh, I want to go to a movie theater.
Oh, I agree.
I just want to point out one more thing, Doug. This day would have been the birthday of, would be the birthday of Charles Bronson, who passed away in 2003. Oh. He would have been 100 years old today.
Great.
Greatest
Escape,
Dirty Dozen. And then his career changed in 74 when he did Death Wish and then did four other follow-ups.
Yep.
And sort of like what Liam Neeson is doing now in his...
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.